Hey, I'm glad we could have this talk. It's just, I hate being a naggy girlfriend. I don't want to be that, you know? Well, thank you for meeting me here and having that talk. I understand that it's not easy having a girlfriend. Cute as she may be, they can't help but eavesdrop on whatever you happen to be thinking. You can't really control stray thoughts after all. It's just not fair to get mad about it the way I have been. You are a good guy. A good boyfriend. And I'll just say it. I really just need to get more confidence and learn to just... my God, it's like you can't even look at another woman's hands without thinking, oh, they'll look really good on my dick. You fucking animal. Dog. I really should do that. Make you think you're a goddamn dog. So you'll just pant and smile and try to fucking hump the hell out of the leg of any passably attractive female you encounter. I mean, you're pretty much there already. Ugh. Look, I get it. You have wandering thoughts. And it's fine. I get jealous. So I don't know if we can be... Wait, what? Wow, I don't want to break up or anything. No, there might be a way. Maybe. Possibly. Not exactly. Repression never works, trust me. But it's possible we could deal with this condition of yours. We would just have to help, train you to focus your thoughts. Help you to make it so that these urges could be more redirected, refocused into more acceptable behaviors. Conditioning? Yes, I suppose that is an appropriate term for that. Would you like that? Would you agree to be made more civilized by me? You would. Well then, let's begin. Soft space, and you're so comfortable, and you're so happy. You are content. You hear only the sound of my voice, feel only the gentle pressure of my presence. Your thoughts are focused solely on me, on my voice, my face. My eyes, and lower, my lips. Your only wish is to hear from me, to listen to my beautiful words, and to follow, willingly, completely, my every suggestion. Your only concern, your only focus, is my voice and commands I will make that you will follow willfully and loyally and obediently. Nod, nod, show me that you're listening and that you agree and that you submit. Nod again. Good, good. Now finally tell me. Say the words out loud that you submit completely to my will. submit. Yes, good. Good boy. And now we may begin. You're still in that dark space. You're still thinking of me. But now you see me. I am in front of you. And I'm lying down. And you can't help but stare into my eyes. You can't help but stare at my soft hands as they move suggestively over my own thighs. And you can't help but stare down my low-cut dress, gazing hungrily at my cleavage. You're having such naughty little thoughts of me, of only me. This is good. This is right. You're becoming aroused. Your cock is getting hard. You can't help it. You can't fight it. And you can't stop it. Thinking of me makes you horny. So hot. So ready. So fucking hard. Erect. From now on, whenever your thoughts start to wander, they will return to me. Here. You will still be horny. You will still be hard. And your blood will still rush powerfully down to your gorgeous cock. But your focus will not be on whichever dumb slut is in the room with you. No. Your thoughts will only be of me. Breathe in. Remember me. Remember me. Remember my perfume. The sweet smell of my perfume and of my hair and of my skin. And your hands will feel the soft, warm sensation running across my smooth body, moving gently beneath my clothes, past the bottom of my skirt and up my back. Your firm grip tracing circles around the edges of my spine. Teasing. Before moving upward to undo the clasp of my bra. And I allow you to move your hands up over my shoulders. Slide it off. You toss it aside. And you can see my hard nipples poking through. And my breathing is speeding up. And my face is flushed. And I want you now. And as you stare at me, you notice my mouth begin to open. You're salivating. And your eyes move across my form. So hungry. You are in awe of my presence, my scent, and my beauty. And you must have me now. And as you move, you feel a sensation, a weakness. Your legs are shaking. You can't stand. And you fall to your knees and take a quick breath. And then your eyes move from the floor. Up, up. To me. And you see me staring down at you. Smiling, powerful, and in control. And your mouth is dry, you can hardly breathe. And you are overcome by my presence. This is beauty. This power that I have over you. The power to allow you to look at me, to want me, to even think about me. Complete control. This is what you want. All you want. To see me. To have me. This way. I am all. I am your every thought. I am there in every sight and every sound. And my scent permeates every breath. breath you take. And just as my voice reaches you, instructing your every movement, your every thought, for you, I am everything, and there is no one else. There is nothing else. There is only me. And you only want to see me, to touch me, to taste me, to fuck me. Fuck. There is no one else that can make you feel this way. There is nothing else that can make you feel this way. There's only me, always, in every single thought you will ever have. From this moment forward, you know this, you want this, and you accept this. Fuck. My will is yours to obey, and you submit to my mental power. Suggestions. My words are your reality, and I am your entire world. And there, we are done. Now, you will be incapable of thinking of anyone but me, darling. Whenever you want to leer at some slutty bimbo or a server showing too much cleavage, your thoughts will immediately snap to me. You will think of me, of only me, and how good I make you feel, and how beautiful I am, and the way my clothes hang on my body, revealing the soft curves, how I make you short of breath whenever I catch your eye. You will think of me, and only me. Oh, it's not bad, though, because as much as I would love to help you with that very obvious issue in your trousers, well, I have places to be, baby, so you'll just have to calm down, honey. You wanted to be a dog, and you basically still are. I just made sure that you would be obedient. I trained you. You were obsessed with sexual thoughts of innocent women. Disc disc. So gross. Now you'll be obsessed with me. Oh no, darling. I see you're a bit confused. Difficult to think at all, I'd guess. But I'm not going to fix you. Why ever would I do that? No. I think you're perfect just the way you are. So go on then. Off to the loo to jerk off a nice big thick hot load for me. And when you're done, I want you to call me and tell me in lurid detail exactly what you were thinking about. So that you'll get all hot again and hot and bothered. And if you're a good boy and do exactly what I've told you, maybe I'll even send you a picture to help things along. Well, if you're lucky. Now be a good boy and go stroke that gorgeous cock and come for me and do exactly as I say. Focus on me.